government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for at least the next hour. We've got a barn burner of a show prepared for you tonight on this August the 25th on the West Coast, August the 26th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zones, as well as across the Atlantic Ocean into Europe, Russia, Australia, New Zealand, and all kinds of places in between. Hopefully we have also some folks listening to us in Central and South America via the Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. We want to welcome all you folks that are listening to us, especially those of you in the U.S. military. I think you're going to find this show extremely interesting from the outset. Let me say that. Before we bring tonight's guest on, I'm going to describe a couple of short news items that occurred sometime today. The usurper, the long-legged Mac Daddy, Barack Hussein Obama, endorsed again for another term as Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, saying that he had done an excellent job and couldn't see anyone doing a better job. Evidently, he hasn't heard of Michael C. Cottrell, or he's forgotten about him. Research Wantagate at my website, directlightproductions.com. You'll learn a little bit about Michael C. Cottrell, but Christopher Story at International Currency Review has written quite a bit of information about plans that he has drawn up to save this economy. Of course, one would have to stop stealing trillions of dollars to put it in the right direction. It'd have to literally turn around 180 degrees. So I don't know if we should congratulate Mr. Bernanke or the Federal Reserve or who. How can you reappoint somebody that's $3.3 quadrillion in the red? Doesn't make any sense. Now, to more interesting news, I happen to be taking someone to the airport today, and it's about a 40-minute drive, roughly 40 miles, we could say. And this is the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport I'm referencing here. And about 15 minutes into my drive, I noticed that there were two very high-flying, high-altitude military planes, and they were spraying chemtrails. Now, these were not contrails. Contrails evaporate in a very short time after leaving the plane, and we know what they look like. These were chemtrails. As they were being sprayed, they were spreading out. They weren't evaporating. They weren't disappearing. And these two military planes, I would estimate, were no lower than 100,000 feet. And they appeared to be climbing vertically much faster than they were flying forward horizontally, if you can imagine that. They were really, really screaming at a high rate of speed. And as I watched these planes, they started talking about this on the AM radio station I was listening to, 1100 AM in Cleveland, WTAM radio, and the Mike Tribisano show. And this was just a few minutes after 3 o'clock in the afternoon that this was occurring, and so Tribisano's show had just begun, and he began asking questions about these jets that he had seen, that there seemed to be, all of a sudden, a lot of jet activity, and we weren't hearing any news announcements about this. This is a talk show where they talk about sports, sometimes they talk about politics, they talk about American Idol, they talk about the stuff that we see in the boob tube, those of us that watch it, and they don't really get into anything deep other than lately they've been talking about government corruption and that this country is upside down. And there's no doubt about that. Even on AM radio, they're talking about that. And this guy is, Mike Trevisano, is quite a controversial talk show host. They call him Mr. Know-It-All from his days of calling in to the Pete Franklin show. Pete is a very well-known sportscaster that passed away some years ago, but he was an excellent talk show host. He was a walking encyclopedia on many issues. Very talented gentleman. Now, Trevisano, in his own right, is talented, and he's probably more controversial, even than talented. He can be quite funny sometimes, and there was a sense of urgency in his voice. And here I'm witnessing what he's been describing. Now, the two planes that I saw were flying east suddenly peeled off from each other as if they were either going to engage in an attack of something, or if they were maybe making a defensive maneuver so that they weren't both flying together and making a larger target, because they were very close together. Whether or not that's a big issue is neither here nor there. All I can say is that when they separated, one plane seemed to head off toward Buffalo, New York, and the other plane seemed to head off towards Youngstown and maybe even on its way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, this is being talked about on the radio as I'm watching this, and the friend I was taking to the airport was watching it as well. And I intuitively knew that there was something going on, something very, very secret and very, very important. Now, secret, what would be so secret about seeing some planes fly? Well, those weren't the only two planes. Within a few minutes, planes started crisscrossing the skies, heading in every direction you can imagine, painting X's in the skies with chemtrails, moving at rates of speed that I don't think anyone has ever seen a jet fly at. And at one point, and this is when I was leaving the airport, I was sitting at a light waiting to access the highway, and I looked up at the sky, and two more planes flew overhead, and the underbelly of both of the planes flashed white light from one end of the plane to the other. And they remarked about this on the radio show almost simultaneously. In fact, when I had gotten in my car and pulled out of the parking garage and made my way up to the light, they were at a commercial. When they came back on the air, I was already on the highway, and they were talking about having gone outside the studio and witnessing these two jets pass over, lighting up on the bottom. Now, I don't know about you, but when the sun is shining from overhead, the reflections can be seen on the top of the plane, not on the underbelly of the plane. And this is a pretty wide open area. There were highways, there were fields. Yes, there are some buildings, but there was no reflection off the ground. I can tell you that. This plane, both planes lit up. And one would have to estimate that these planes were at least going Mach 2.5. They were in the sky 1 second, and the next second they were gone. And this was occurring all along the Lake Erie border of Ohio. It was being reported from Toledo, which is on the west northwest end of Ohio, all along Lake Erie in a town called Sandusky, moving along the lake. This is a highly populous area, but they were also heading south. They were heading towards Dayton. They were heading towards Columbus. And as I mentioned, also southeast Ohio and the Pennsylvania area, the West Virginia area. One got the feeling that the chemtrails were being sprayed to cover up the sky, and what began as absolutely clear blue skies in a matter of 15 to 20 minutes, the view of the upper atmosphere was totally obfuscated by these clouds, these chemtrail clouds. I had the impression that there was something going on up above in our upper atmosphere, maybe even in space, that they didn't want us to see, and therefore the spraying. I saw no commercial planes except one that was landing at the Cleveland Airport. No planes landed after that one continental flight, and it was a smaller executive-sized plane, and no planes took off. And usually there are planes taxiing on a regular basis, like you would see at any of the airports in New York, Kennedy or LaGuardia, O'Hare Airport in Chicago, Columbus Airport. Any of the major airports around the country that have major traffic have a regular pattern of planes that are landing. All the planes stopped landing. None were seen anywhere in the sky except for these military planes. And yet no one at the Air Traffic Control Center in Oberlin, Ohio, knew anything about it. That place is kind of controversial because of the Flight 93 fiasco on 9/11. So I found this very, very interesting, and I did talk to a few people, and I don't even think anyone in the Pentagon knew that this was going on, that this is something that the Committee of 300 was behind. And I can't say much more about that right now because I don't have enough facts, but I would venture to guess that we were engaged in a battle of some sort. There was no reason to obfuscate the blue skies in Ohio for a 2.5 hour period. Now, we did call the Silphs, believe it or not, and they came in, they cleaned up the skies. But what was interesting, not a lick other than on Mike Trivisano's radio show on 1100 AM, WTAM, other than his show, didn't hear a peep out of anyone else in the media. They went back and played some old recordings of sightings that we had 5 years ago in the month of September. And I had seen a craft that was very unusual, and they were seen all across northern Ohio. There's something afoot, folks, and I'm telling you, you're hearing this the first time in this way with a bit more discernment. I'm not calling these contrails as they did on the radio show, because they were not contrails. They were chemtrails. Totally different creature. With that, and think about that, I'm going to bring tonight's guest who has been waiting so patiently for me to finish this short story here. He is a forensic psychologist, and he is also, I would describe him as a metaphysical scientist. He has his own radio show, Zero Point, on bbsradio.com. He's been on the show before, and he's so knowledgeable and informative and passionate, we just had to have him back to share the truth with you. I welcome back to Evidence Footprints this evening, Dr. Christopher Holmes, Ph.D. Dr. Holmes, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Don. Wow, that's quite a story. It is really curious. I have to see what develops over the next days.
Yes, you may check around Canada too, because I heard that there was some flying over Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Now I didn't.
Yeah, I try to watch chemtrails regularly. I'm quite aware of that. Take pictures of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's interesting what's going on. Well, what's new with you? Have you been following this chaos that's been going on with the flu pandemic and
I've been working with the Canadian Action Party, and I formulated a new policy for them concerning biological threats, and we're calling for a police investigation of the Rockefellers and Kissinger and the elites and their eugenics plans, and we want to stop any enforced inoculations, and we articulate that we see these inoculations as a way of committing genocide. I mean, and so we formulated that policy in the Canadian Action Party, and it was approved by our committees, and then it went to our leader, who wouldn't move on it at all. And that ended up after he refused to even address the issue of this new policy on biological threats. There was a rebellion within the party, and we ousted our leader. He resigned, but it was because his refusal to endorse that policy made me particularly suspect his motive. I think the Canadian Action Party actually was infiltrated and still is by a series of people who are essentially moles and have obstructed us from moving ahead in the party.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the par for the course on all these lawsuits that are occurring. Politics, you know, in general, is reflecting the same thing. We're seeing virtually every grassroots movement being infiltrated and stifled and divided by agent provocateurs that seem to just always routinely show up, you know, either at a meeting or on a conference call, or they end up in a email list on somebody's blog site, spewing their filth. And we know who's behind it. It's always the same method. Now, not that your leader's name is important, but would it be anyone who others would recognize?
Likely. I mean, he was only the leader for about 8 months and really wasn't doing much and was mainly spending his time in the United States lecturing about the ill effects of vaccinations. So he was in a perfect position to endorse this policy, but then he just wouldn't move on it. And even now in the Canadian Action Party, We've gained a number of new members coming in, and we formed all our committees and new policies and new initiatives, but we still don't have access to our own website. We've been unable to modify our website for 6 months. We have no access to our bank accounts, and we have no access now even to our emails. So it's like the membership and the committees of the party are completely locked out from the party machine, in a way.
Well,
so it's been very frustrating. That's been because the Canadian Action Party is the only non-New World Order party in Canada. All the four major parties, it's like your Republicans and Democrats are two wings of the same bird. Well, we have four parties, and they're all part of the New World Order system. They're all complicit, even if just by their silence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can always open up a new bank account and...
we're still trying to deal with it. We have a very important meeting tomorrow night, and we may at some point even have to have the police involved and try to charge these people with fraud, or I'm not sure exactly what route we'll take yet.
Yeah. Now, are these the people that are... basically, the former party leaders that have control of your website, for example, in the bank account? Or is there a third party involved in that?
Well, the leader resigned, so then we formed, we had runoff for an interim leader. And about half of the national executive were members who never or very, very seldom ever attended any of the committee meetings or any of the national executive meetings. And this one fellow was able to gain the support of these people who were playing no active part in the party, and he was able to get into the position of the new leader. And then since that's 3 weeks ago, and since then he's just done nothing. All he's done is changed the password so we couldn't even access our email accounts. It's quite atrocious. I hope we're going to be able to deal with it, because we do have a number of new initiatives and new people coming in, and it's such a critical time. And just before this had all happened, you know, I'd formulated a page off my website, which you can access from my website at zeropoint.ca, and it's all about enforced inoculations, and it had all this material by Jane Burgermeister, her accusations against, you know, David Rockefeller and George Soros and all this cabal of fanatics claiming, you know, and the WHO. And so that material was all up there, and we were going to run a national campaign to inform all the native bands across Canada about the dangers of this inoculation program, because I'm the native chairperson for the Canadian Action Party. Mm-hmm. And we had all this lined up, and I had this letter prepared to go to all the native chiefs and everything, but then we've been completely locked out of our website.
Well, I wouldn't lament over losing any material that belonged to Jane Burgermeister, and I'll tell you why. We have exposed her operation for being just a smokescreen to create false hope amongst people that think something is actually being done, and to divide and conquer the experts out there that are coming forth with this information as to how dangerous the vaccines are, the adjuvants, and, Christopher, we've got a ton of information that evidently you were not privy to. But I'll try to bring you up to date later on.
Okay.
you have to trust me that it's been handled on a couple of different radio shows, and we have actual proof to back up what I just said.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I was on a show with through RBN last week with Dr. Rebecca Carley, and she had Jane on, and seemed still to be supportive of Jane's work and claims. And so I really don't know this kind of counter material.
Well, I called into Mark Anderson's show, When Worlds Collide, on RBN last Saturday, and asked her a few questions, and got some really interesting answers. First of all, I asked a yes or no question, and she accused me of starting a smear campaign, which she's done to everyone else, Dr. H. Huat, Dr. Bill Deagle, Alexander S. Jones, Dr. Arthur Evangelista, and others. The only person she hasn't turned on is Dr. Carley.
Oh.
But she's turned on the people that have made financial contributions of pretty large amounts of money to her. I've seen the written proof of those contributions and the wire transfers. And she says, you know, that she advised the person that sent this money not to even deal with a certain individual in New Jersey. How someone could make that statement about someone they claim they didn't know is beyond me. But in that case, it was done. But the ties that this person has to this whole thing is mind-blowing. So you'll be overwhelmed by the information. And then I had people call in to other shows that I was on. I was on Drew Raine's A Marine's Disquisition on Monday, and we got a call from the person that had sent this money to Jane Burgermeister. And basically confirmed what I had concluded on the basis of her experience. So don't lament that stuff.
Well, I'm lamenting the fact that I thought it really important for the Canadian Action Party that we come out publicly against any enforced inoculations.
Oh, yes.
And simply to demand police investigation of the whole situation. Because mm-hmm. if they're going to enforce inoculations, you can't do it while there's so much outstanding doubt. And, you know, we hear about the squalene in it and the other poisons. I mean, inoculations, I don't believe in any of them. I believe they've been poisons for the last 50 years. That's how they've been poisoning the population.
Oh, even
like
100 years.
They poison them with the chemtrails and poison the food and poison our minds with their media lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that issue. I'm just saying that that's not the path that you want to follow. There is a way to do that, and there are some fine people working on creating those documents. Dr. H. Huat is one person right there.
Yeah.
And I know Dr. Bill Deagle is doing quite a bit of work in that area, too.
Yeah.
By the way, I will be on his show this Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central Time, noon on the Pacific Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And also the following Wednesday at the same time. So we're going to be talking about this very topic that you and I are talking about, because he has, you know, he started out as being a supporter, and everyone was attacked, and to an extent, it did damage a couple of relationships, you know, because of all the lies that were put out there. That's all I can say. And we've, you know, how I go down the rabbit hole, Christopher. When I
you're a real hound.
Well, I had my bloodhound scent working, you know.
Yeah.
The olfactory nerve of the bloodhound was in overdrive, and I can connect these people to Big Pharma. So, and I find it interesting that a journalist that publishes with major publications, no one can find any of these publications anywhere.
Wow. I mean,
they seem to have disappeared, and it makes one pause and ask, did they ever exist? You know, the psyops that are occurring right now, and I wanted to get into this because of this false reality. This is right up your alley, and I had promised you on a past show that we would get into the area of your expertise. You know, we have, through the media, as you pointed out, and through all the entertainment venues, we have this tremendous amount of mind control going on. And I know you've described in your work the personalities and the characteristics of many of the people that you work with in your professional capacity as a doctor. And I know you can't necessarily quote specifics about patients. We're not supposed to do that, and yet it's done. but I wanted to give you the opportunity to describe what you see happening to the mass consciousness right now in respect to what you know and where you know it could be and where it is and where it may be headed.
You know, my most important book is called The Heart Doctrine, and it explains the idea that human consciousness originates out of the activities of the heart, and it's related to the circulation of the blood in the body. So, and this contrasts dramatically with the last century of modern Western psychology, where everybody assumes what I call the head doctrine, which is the belief that the brain produces consciousness and the consciousness is centered in the head. Okay, so I regard that as this false dogma that's been elaborated for the past century, and that really human consciousness originates out of the heart. And in mystical teachings, it is said the process of self-realization is defined as the dissolution of the false mind into the lotus of the heart. And in a way, what happens is when children are born, they're centered in their heart consciousness. But then as they grow up and they suffer pains and emotional and physical abuse, and they're conditioned by everything around them, over time that heart consciousness disappears. And what becomes dominant is the consciousness in the mind centered in the head. And that becomes more and more dominant, and it forms a false consciousness system. And people take that, their personality, which is acquired, to be their self. And they lose contact with the heart consciousness, which is your essential consciousness.
Yes, so you're describing the ego, in other words, taking over. Or
yes, the ego is related to the mind in the head.
Yes.
Know, whereas the deeper spiritual consciousness and the self is connected to the heart. Often when I give talks to explain this to people, I play a pointing game, and I get people to point to a wall and a ceiling and their left foot, and then I say, point to yourself. And by far, the vast majority of people point towards their heart area. Very few people point towards their head. Even, you know, it even looks funny when someone does it, like points to their head to indicate self. Like,
mm-hmm.
people don't do that. People know intuitively the self is within the heart.
Yes. Now, once in a while, I'm sure somebody points to their rear end, right?
Well, I've had one person point to his genitals, but that was a cocky young man, you know, which is quite appropriate because his consciousness probably was primarily centered there. And it's said in mystical teachings, like, there are seven chakras, and the heart chakra is the central one, and there are three below it, and there are three above it.
Mm-hmm.
And the three chakras below the heart are associated with the motives of money, sex, and power.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, like, the contemporary life of humankind, and you look at the nature of the elites, how do they control people? It's all about money, sex, and power. And they never get to that level of the heart. You see,
yeah.
that's what is deficit in these elites. They lack the heart consciousness. That's why they're essentially psychopaths. They have no feeling or empathy or compassion for other people. And in a way, they represent a lower level of human evolution. Like, I believe there are seven levels of possible human evolution. And most people are like a man number one, two, or three, controlled by the three lower centers. And very few people get to the awakening of the heart chakra.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I would submit, and you would probably agree, I think you said the consciousness sort of disappears. I think it just becomes encrusted in a shell, you know, and it's a shell based on fear and false reality, illusion, deceit, and whatever else they throw in there. I guess toxicity is probably the glue that holds it all together, and in its variety of forms. But in terms of the consciousness awakening, I think it's merely a practice of awakening it. You said so yourself that they point to the heart; they know intuitively. But it's, you know, that heart consciousness is actually much more empowering, isn't it, than operating in the mind? Because the mind can only put out what's put into it. And if it's given a lot of disinformation and lies and propaganda, it's going to be trained to think along certain narrow channels or pathways that are akin to the methods that are used. You know, what you're describing is a Tavistock program, and it's no wonder that Freud established that whole aspect of behavioral studies of humanity and devising ways to control them. So, you know, I'm in agreement with you, and I, you know, we can identify the agencies that are behind that as well, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think, like, with the awakening of the heart, what then happens is the illumination of the self within the heart illuminates the higher centers, and you can experience levels of higher mind. See, people, normally they only know lower levels of the mental function, but with the illumination of the heart, then it can illuminate higher centers. Like, I remember once at a period where I had these very mystical experiences, and I experienced with the awakening of the heart, and it illuminated my mind, and it was like I could cast my mind into anything, and the knowledge of anything would be revealed to me. Or I
mm-hmm.
would read the Bible, and the words would actually shape-shift on me and reveal their meaning to me. It's an amazing experience, and you just feel filled with knowledge, and the feeling of the heart gives you the sense of blissfulness. If you're awakened in your heart, you feel that inner bliss.
Yes.
But then it illuminates your mind. Mystics often, they compare the self within the heart to the sun, because the sun is inherently self-illuminating, and they compare the mind in the head to the moon, because the moon has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. Similarly, I would say the mind in the head has no consciousness of its own. It simply reflects the consciousness that is rooted into the heart.
Mm-hmm. I'm inclined to agree with you on that. Now, in the case of what we're experiencing here on Earth, you know, they use these phrases which are really dialectical in nature. When you say, well, this is someone to respect, this is someone to look up to, and you've just described these people as a lower vibration, really, we should be looking down, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that's in my own work. I call it, like they call it, the New World Order, and I call it the Old World Psychiatric Disorder. Because these people, see, firstly, they've been around for centuries. I mean, you look at the history of humankind, all the wars, they concoct all the wars. First World War, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, all these wars are unnecessary. But they make money through it and they attain power. All of the wars have been unnecessary and based on lies.
Yes, and there's a lot going on in the metaphysical realm concerning all the deaths that occur during these wars and in the efforts to cover up all the corruption that goes on, which seems to be just ramping up. Actually, we need a vaccine for the corruption. Forget about the bird flu, you know.
Yeah, if we could give a vaccine to these people. So I call it the old world psychiatric disorder. They're psychiatrically disturbed, these people. And they've been around for a long time. It's not a new world order. It's not a new age. It's the same old, same old. And we'll have a new age when people wake up to the fact of how we've been cheated and degraded and such through the wars and deceived for the past century, or through our lives, how much we've been deceived. When we wake up to this, the masses of people, and take our countries back from these people and take the wealth of the world back, because all these people are, they're the international terrorists. The terrorists aren't Muslims over in the Middle East. The terrorists are within our own countries. They're the people like Henry Kissinger who get a Nobel Peace Prize and he's probably participated in murdering 60 million people through his life. You know, these are the people, like this whole cabal of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderberg Group. All of these people are severely psychiatrically disturbed from my perspective as a forensic psychologist. And they represent the old world psychiatric disorder. And we'll have a new age when these people are in FEMA camps.
Yeah.
They have new pet dogs.
Christopher Story likes to call them the new underworld order, which...
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's actually a very descriptive name. and really, he goes into why. in terms of everything that people are wrestling with, let's talk about the people that are awake and they're finding out. I gave you an example of the very thing that you were describing was going on in your organization. I gave you an outside example, but it's directly related to part of what your group focused on. And I'm not saying that the intent is in any way incorrect or undesirable, but and you're allowed to intend anything you want anyway by God the Creator, but in the sense of following a particular person, that seems to be dangerous when we don't know enough about these people, who they are. They make these claims that they've written and published all this work, or that they've done the research, when it can be proven that this person has no capacity to produce that type of research, that it was given to her by others. And so people are seeing this, the people who have been following this saga on the periphery or being involved in trying to help with donations and sending emails and faxes and making conference calls and brainstorming together. And they come to this realization that all of this was a scam, that people have been scammed, that the laws have been broken, and these are major issues because court documents were entered in a fraudulent manner. Fraudulent statements were made within the context of the case and the hearings. So now people are left with this shattered image of, well, this was no good. What do we do now? You know, people are waiting for others. I keep getting this impression that they're just waiting for someone else to make the first move. And I've had recent conversations where I'm sort of suggesting that we agree to come together and take responsibility for what we create. We're allowing others to create it for us. That's been the problem. I'm not saying that that there's nothing illegal going on. They'd like to create laws that just gives them permission to break what laws they expect us to abide by. You know, so you have this duplicity here that the laws apply to us, they don't apply to them. And people are looking at law enforcement, they're looking at our justice system, and they're saying, my God, what is going on? Why is it we can't get our voices heard? Okay? So we obviously have to take responsibility. What would you suggest to those people is a means for getting something rolling, how to network and how to bring the ideas together? You know, you can smell an agent or a plant right away when you approach it that way, because that person is going to be bucking against the grain. They're not there to help, they're there to hinder, and so you just get rid of that person. So I'd like you to comment on that, if you would. That's a lot, I know I said.
Well, different elements there. I mean, I see our nations as completely lawless. Like, I mean, we know 9/11 wasn't done by Osama bin Laden and his reindeer. Okay, it just wasn't. It's obvious. And yet, what you got the CIA and the FBI and all these security and intelligence agencies, and everybody knows 9/11 was a fraud. But does anyone charge anyone? No. The people who did 9/11 are in control of your government, and in Canada they're in control of the Canadian government. The Canadian government knows 9/11 was a fraud, but most of the soldiers know it now. But see, the government themselves become complicit. In a way, I would say the Conservative Party of Canada is a terrorist organization because they support the terrorists. They've pretended that, you know, we're over in Canada's in Afghanistan too. We're over, you know, protecting America or protecting Canadian democracy. But it's a complete fraud, and the government knows it. So the government themselves are complicit in these schemes. So in a way, I see our nations, they're completely lawless. The CIA, like the RCMP in Canada, they don't serve Canadians anymore. They serve and protect the criminal elements who are the real terrorists. They're the same people who spray you with chemtrails. The people who spray us with chemtrails, they're terrorists. That's biological terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, you know, you want to see a terrorist? Look up in the sky. When you see chemtrails, the planes going over, they're spraying you aluminum and barium, viral matter, carcinogenic matter, heavy metals. You know, you got a nation, you got one out of two families in the U.S. now has a parent or grandparent with Alzheimer's. You know, major cause of Alzheimer's is aluminum. You know, we've been sprayed for years in this way. These people are terrorists. You see, everybody thinks a terrorist. It's like Dr. K says, you know, the Muslims didn't do 9/11. You know, they've created this complete fantasy. And it's created intentionally through the media, because the media don't inform us. That's not their job. Their job is to deceive us, and they've done it really well. They've deceived the American public completely, and they know it. They know it, because they even have to be educated about how to discredit people. So they've got this line, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, and that's like a put-down. So anyone, you just label someone a conspiracy theorist. And if that doesn't work, then they say, oh, you must be anti-Semitic. And if that doesn't work, they say, oh, you must be a Holocaust denier. You see? But the media, they have these. They're prepared, like how, you know, this whole thing, the people in the media are all complicit. You know, they're all accessories to mass murder. They're trying to sell these, you know, sell the swine flu and sell the vaccinations. They're willing to participate in committing genocide against the American people, you know, because they make enough money and they identify with the aggressor. It's a basic Freudian defense mechanism, how people identify with the aggressor. And that's what a lot of these people do. And you know, the American military, you know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the upper military people have completely betrayed their own servicemen. I mean, it's disgraceful what's been done. And they've betrayed their own country. This is all treasonous activities. So I see our nations as completely lawless.
Yes.
I'm answering that.
I got a chat message from one of our listeners here. Actually, I got several. It's being reported that Senator Ted Kennedy just passed away. On CNN, I've got the volume down. They're showing a police officer in a raincoat just standing there in the night. I guess that makes it exciting. I don't know.
Well, he sure wasn't what his brother was. You know, you hear the early quotations from John Kennedy warning about the cabal that was controlling the United States and like his bravery, and then Robert Kennedy. You know, those were such tragic events in the history of the United States. And then Ted Kennedy, you know, he had a other reputation, a not very good one.
Yes. Well, certainly you wouldn't want to take driving lessons from him. I don't know what to say other than it seems like the balance of power in the Senate shifted one vote towards the right. That's about all I could say right now. I don't know who I would even extend condolences to in the Kennedy clan anymore. So many of them have been assassinated. And you know, we're dealing with the very people that assassinated him and his son and other in the... you know, their clan.
Yeah, it was never dealt with back then, and it's the same people, it's the same groups, and they're still there, and they're still in power, and that's a shadow government, and it's not only of the U.S., but Canada is controlled by these same groups, all the countries of the, most of the countries of the world now are run by cabals of criminals, really. That's how I see it. I don't know a country in the world that's not run by a group of criminals. Like, what is a country where there really is truth and democracy and you know, in all the countries, the people are deceived through the media. I mean, these people have owned the media for 50 years or longer.
Oh, at least 100
years. It's incredible.
Years.
It astounds me, like just the complete mind warp they've been able to perpetrate on the population, and then they have all the, you know, it's like most, there are more Americans. You know, you can have a baseball game, you can get 40 to 60, 70,000 people out for a baseball game. Men playing games with balls. Okay, you have basketball games and you'll pack the stadium for men playing games with balls, okay? But meanwhile, you're being poisoned from the air. Your country's committing war crimes around the world. We see now how the CIA and the CFR, these groups have been assassinating people around the world, fomenting revolutions. I mean, they've been a terrorist organization for decades and it's never been dealt with. You know, now all this kind of unknown history is like people are waking up and say, wow, all these wars have been based on lies. You know, false flag incidents and, you know, Oklahoma City bombing, there was more lies. London train bombing, more lies. Everything's based on lies.
I got a message here. The captain of the... Chapultepec swim team is dead. Long live the queen. I don't know if you want to read into that at all.
the captain of what?
The Chapultepec swim team is dead. Long live the Queen was the message.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, maybe we'll get an update here on it. Well, you know, these problems aren't just exclusive to the United States, and I'm sure you're aware of that. You've got that to some extent in Canada. You've certainly got an upheaval going on in Parliament for some time. Canada is a very nice country, as is America. But it's always the same problems at the top. Those that are actually there to serve the country are imagining that the country is their dinner. You know, they're serving their dinner, in other words.
They don't serve the public. I mean, it's so based on lies. When we have the last election and the liberals and conservatives and they have different platforms and no one speaks the truth about it, anything. It's all based on lies all the time. You know, they don't tell Canadians how they're selling, you know, selling Canadian resources off to the international banksters and corporate elite. They don't tell that. They just deceive the Canadians. Everything is done by stealth, and they've done it. You know, and the news really tells people nothing of what's really happening. When the Bilderbergs met in Ottawa, there was barely a peep out of any of the press. About, you know, here's Henry Kissinger and the Queen of Holland and all these big, you know, elites arriving in Ottawa, and it's all hushed up. No one says anything, and there's no comment on it. You know, the media, it's like where David Rockefeller thanks the media for the discretion that he calls it discretion that they showed, which has allowed them to advance their globalist agenda. And the media has done that. The media has completely deceived the populace in our countries. We have no, you know, that's why we don't have democracies. We have never had democracies. You have to have an informed citizen before you can have a democracy. And in our countries, the same shadow government controls all the major parties.
Yeah. I got an update on that little riddle that we had.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Ted Kennedy was that captain of that swim team. And the queen was, I guess isn't that Mary Jo Kopechne? Wasn't that her name?
Yes, I think it was, yeah, something like along that line.
And I think that was a case of drunk driving that he was able to get out of, but that was used to guarantee his cooperation. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the story where Ted Kennedy was? I forget where I heard this, and he was at some person's house, and Pierre Trudeau was there, and they're all snorting cocaine together, And Ted Kennedy began to hit on this guy's 14-year-old daughter. Have you ever heard that story?
No. Why don't you share it with us?
Well, I mean, I've kind of shared what I can. I'm trying to recall who it was that recounted this, who was the man who was so offended by Kennedy, lusting after his daughter, who was only 14 years old. And he said, "My daughter's only 14." And Kennedy said, "Well, I don't care." And he was there snorting cocaine with Trudeau, and I try to remember where I heard this. It was on the internet radio.
Now, I heard a story similar to that, but I can't remember who it was about. But and recently, in the last day or two, seems like.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many things going on. Well, you've explained, you know, this process of you know, who's controlling what and the information. People rely so much on the information. They've been led to believe that when a news show comes on the air, this is serious. You know, what do they have to compare it with? These reality shows and The Simpsons and American Idol and these stupid dating shows and just every kind of perversion you can imagine. So when they see the news and somebody's just sitting behind a desk, then it gives the illusion that this is the truth now that you're about to hear.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they start out believing everything before it's even said, by design.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I mean, I can understand it. Like, I only woke up 3 years ago when my youngest son, who was 15 at the time, showed me the movie Loose Change. And I had no, until that time, I mean, I was quite naive politically. You know, I had a large family and I worked, you know, hard in the prisons. And I believed the newspapers and the TV. And then that led to me, like, turning to the Internet. And I've spent the last 3 years learning more and more over the Internet. And it's amazing. I mean, and then after a while, I could just see, like, when I turn the TV on now, I can just see right through them. It's like they say the spiritual discernment is compared to a sword. In the tarot deck, the mind is represented by a sword, because if you have a sharp mind, you can cut away the non-essential and you can see through things. So when I turn the TV on now, it's like I can just see what pathological liars they are. You know, you can see it, and you just see through it. Whereas people, until you break the conditioning or spell of it, it all seems quite reasonable. Like, I thought, I live in Ottawa, I thought an Ottawa citizen kind of told the news, but now I wake up and I've woken up and I look at the newspaper, it's complete garbage. Like, they don't tell people any of the essential things going on in the world. Nothing. And what they tell you is always just based on lies.
Mm.
You know, they lie about everything, like the Mumbai attacks, okay? As soon as those attacks occur, they got their pseudo-experts all lined up who come out and they trot out and they start saying, oh, it's these Al-Qaeda derivatives in Pakistan. And they don't tell you, you know, there's suggestion that it involves the Israeli and the Mossad. And, you know, they hide all, they always hide the truth of all of these events. Buffalo plane crash, you know. The reporters are on the scene saying, oh, there was ice on the wing, even before there's any evidence for it. And it's contradictory to all the evidences. You see, the media, that's their job, is to deceive the public about news events. Their job is not to inform people.
Mm-hmm.
But Internet radio does.
Yeah. I heard Congressman Sherrod Brown, actually, I think he's a senator now. he's from my district, believe it or not, and he made a statement that he thinks there may be corruption in Iraq. They may have a corrupt election coming up.
Yeah. Well,
what about here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What about here? You're acting, I mean, it, the mind control or the presumption and the arrogance that the people are just going to swallow this stuff hook, line, and sinker. How stupid do these people really think we are? How stupid? You know, it never ceases to amaze me. And I guess that's what stupefies so many of the listeners when they say, well, what do we do? How do we go about turning this around? Obviously, you know, I'm doing my part in showing that these people aren't even who they say they are, okay?
Yeah.
I think that sort of drives the point home real deep, you know? I'm not making this stuff up either. you know, the hours I spend researching this stuff, but like you were describing how the heart opens up and the information just pours in. It comes in like a flood or a waterfall.
Yeah, you can just see through things. Yeah, you have that spiritual discernment. Yeah, I've sensed that in your investigations. In your, you just see the fraud of Obama. You know, I mean, he's been concocted somehow. It's like the more you look into it, nothing that is said about him is true. It's just all based on lies.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
I mean, our whole political system is just based on lies and public deception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people don't serve the public, you know, and they haven't for a long time. They serve themselves and they serve the elites, and there are very few people with integrity. And then those people stand out, and you know, sometimes they're assassinated. You know, the two earlier senators who were trying to bring about banking reform, they both died in airplane accidents. I forget their names at the moment. You know, just like Ron Paul, who at one point he was in an airplane, I think 6-8 months ago, and they had airplane troubles. I mean, these people just assassinate people. I mean, now there are even bombs built into planes. I understand Boeing had to pay $800 million to China to pay to have all the bombs removed out of a set of Boeing airplanes that had been sold to the Chinese. And they'll justify it, you see, because they just say, well, then if a terrorist hijacks the airplane, we can blow it out of the sky. But it also means they can, you know, assassinate anyone that they want. You know, like Hawks Cafe, you know, Hawking talks about this. They use the Q band, radio band, and they can just, you know, detonate these bombs in these planes. Like the Bombardier plane that went down in Buffalo.
That was just
blown out of the sky.
Oh, I did a tremendous amount of research on that, and I can tell you that was all operatives working in a Tontine scam. From the TV witnesses they had on CNN, all the way to actually there was a Canadian company involved in that too.
Yeah, Bombardier's Canadian company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is international crime. This is nothing but organized crime. Now, while I was listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, you know, the people out there that are waking up, and there are some people on the verge of waking up. They're beginning to question what's going on, but they're nowhere near many of the researchers or journalists that are out there studying this stuff on a regular basis for years. They're just waking up to the fact that something feels wrong or some things are starting to look wrong. What is going on? And I know that on a subconscious level, their heart center is being opened for them, but they haven't reached the point to where they're going to realize that there are other possibilities, other outcomes than what they've been led to believe. And what do you see as maybe some of the potential catalysts that are going to bring people, more people, to a self-awareness? And I mean the self-awareness in terms of who they really are.
Well,
see that not happening at all?
I don't know. It may be something like when they attempt something like enforced inoculations, and people just say, no, enough is enough. You know, they're not, because then it's being done to people's children. You know, and. It may be something like that when they're, I mean, they, you know, what do people need? They, you know, they got 300,000 coffins waiting for people in Atlanta. They have 30,000 guillotines in Atlanta. Okay, someone's planning something big. Like, people just can't put it together. Like, see, it's so beyond. It's like what J. Edgar Hoover once said. You know, it's a conspiracy. The ordinary person is handicapped because it's a conspiracy so monstrous that the normal person can't believe it could exist. You see, because these people are, like, in a way, their psychology is so alien to the average person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't grasp that there would be these people, like, so devious. It's like, I find that when I go out and there are chemtrails and we're being sprayed, and I'll go around showing people the chemtrails and saying, you know, you're being poisoned. Here, thanks to the Rockefellers, yeah, they got some poisons for you, you know. And as people can't believe it, well, why would anybody poison us? They can't grasp it. Like, well, why? You know, our government would protect us, you know. And, you know, well, your government wouldn't protect you, you know,
yeah.
Because your government doesn't serve you. It serves the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergs and the world elites, you know?
And the Halliburtons and the Carlyle Group and on and
on. Yeah, I mean, it's a complex thing. It's a, it's a international criminal cabals. And there's it's a complex structure, you know, and I don't understand it all.
Well, that's true. Now, if we look at it, how broken it is, or we could look at it from a different perspective and say, no, that's something that we don't choose at this time. We could open up the door to new creativity in that sense and create what we would choose on our own. And, of course, that that's always been a problem. Anyone that's bucked the system has become an enemy of this cabal. And, you know, it's the story of the black hats and the white hats in the cowboy movies. The black hat guys know they're going to get hung when they're caught, but they still go and rob the trains and rob the banks and shoot up people for no reason, or just for the sake of being evil. I mean, we have this dialectic in our everyday lives, and people don't recognize it. They don't really truly see, because they're so involved in not the pursuit of the higher self, but all these lower pursuits that you were describing earlier, created for them by those of the lower vibration. The intent is to lower the vibration and hold us there, isn't it?
Yeah, and they've done it intentionally through the media and through the educational system, because the educational system's all based on lies. You get all these fancy lies, like, you know, we live in a democratic country and we have freedom of the press. You know, those are complete lies. There is some freedom of the press in the States, but all the major networks are controlled by this criminal cabal. And they have been for decades, and it's completely based on lies and public deception. And everything we're taught about history, it's all based on lies. You never get the, like, Second World War and this, the Hitler story. Well, that's partial truth, but you never get at what was underlying it and who financed Hitler and all the manipulations and deceptions under it and the role, you know, Pearl Harbor, you know, how there was foreknowledge of that and they allowed it to happen. And you know, what you're taught in school about your government, about history, it's all based on lies and deception. So then I think what happens, Gurdjieff, one of the mystics I study, he says that, like, the process in three levels. He says first there's awakening, when you begin to kind of wake up to all the deception. And then he says there's dying. You realize everything you thought was true was a lie. Everything's been based on lies. And that's like dying. And one has to go through that, and you have to be brave to go through that. And most people, they can't. They fear that, so they cling to their belief structures, because to admit it, that our government would allow this to happen and these things to be done, is just so overwhelming. They can't face it, so they can't face that death process. And the third thing is being reborn. Because, see, you break down the false ego, the false mind, and then you have to be reborn within your heart and within your essence. And that's what we need to go through. And it's interesting, the word courage actually comes from French, means la cour, for heart. Mm-hmm. And so courage means having a new heart. So it's like we have to kind of awaken, like get the information, and at some point it builds up, all of a sudden you wake up to the fact that we've been deceived. But then you go through this dying process, and then you have to, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel of being reborn within your essence.
Well, do you, I would postulate, I guess, I want to make a statement, but then I want you to comment on this, please. If a person is dying in that sense, what you're not really saying that their physical body is dying, but the reality that rules how they live their lives, having been restructured in the mind and in conflict with nature also, which contributes to premature aging and illness and early death, physical death, you're speaking about the dying of the belief system, and the things that we were taught were so, because they were written by quote unquote the victors, you know, of these wars that they created, and they create the wars, they participate, they send us to them, you know, we sacrifice our lives so that they can earn their money, all under false pretenses, always just for the sake of making money. People can't seem to grasp that that's actually what's happening.
I didn't mean physically dying. I mean dying is the dissolution of the false ego.
Yes,
of the false mind. All the conditioning, everything you thought you believed about your country was deception.
Yeah, I'm pointing this out for the purpose of using that as an example, because there are a whole bunch of different belief systems that are stacked up on top of each other and next to each other that make up this whole reality, which is really nothing of the sort. It's not a reality. It's called that, but it's not. It's an experience down a path that's been directed by a select few on the planet. And people are afraid to step outside that. We call it stepping out of the box or getting out of the matrix.
Yeah.
And so we should be identifying what those things are so that people know what it is that's dying, if you get my meaning. I'm speaking in a psychological sense, and I'm speaking in a spiritual sense. Certainly religion plays a major role in this too. You know, all of a sudden we have middlemen to talk to God. You know, the middleman who's the head of a particular church or a particular religious organization somehow has a special dispensation. He's got God's private line, you know, and he's the only one, he or she, are the only ones that are permitted to talk to God with any a respected amount of authority amongst the followers. In other words, if it didn't come from pastor, then it can't be the truth. It's got to be from the devil, you know, because regular folk don't get enlightened, you know.
Yeah, and there you see again, the religions have become completely fraudulent. Like here, you know, America was supposed to be like a Christian nation and you know, thou shalt not kill and love thy neighbor as thyself. And what is this Christian nation doing? Well, just murdered 2 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan and made, you know, 4 or 5 million homeless people and the other people there got cancers and you put depleted uranium 300,000 times more than used on Japan, and you've desecrated this country. And you do that in the name of Christianity, the Christian right? And why are none of the churches speaking out? See, there are no churches anymore. The churches are a complete fraud. It's you know, Roman Catholic Church, biggest pedophile organization in the history of the modern world. You think of the Pope as a religious teacher, a spiritual teacher, and yet people, you know, they think the Pope is a spiritual person. He isn't. He's a pervert and psychopath. He is. These are Satanists, these people. Mm-hmm. And the Vatican has hidden the real truths of Christianity. See, the churches are all fraudulent. You know, just like, and then you think, oh, well, we have modern medicine. And then you look at all the medicine, all the pharmaceutical poisons people are given. And all these doctors got no idea about nutrition, homeopathy, any of this. You know, all the methods of holistic healing have been repressed because they can't make money off it. You know, see, everything is based on a lie. Your government, your medicine, your education, your religion, everything. It's completely fraudulent. It's a completely false consciousness system.
Well, even the financial system is based on...
yeah, complete lies.
Etheric principle, you know? They make money out of thin air.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, we're going to kind of save the American economy by, you know, transferring trillions of dollars to offshore bankers.
Yes.
You know, who are completely stealing the wealth of the United States so that your children and grandchildren will never get out of debt. See, the only way to ever get out of debt is if we around the world captured these criminals and put them into jails or detention centers and took back their wealth, and it would pay off all the debts of all the countries all around the world. And you would have a new age, and you would find that the world could sustain $50 billion you know, these people have this scarcity consciousness, you know. They think, oh, we can't sustain 6 billion people. We have to reduce it to 500 million. That's complete BS. It always has been. You know, all the money, all the problems on the earth are created by these people. There was so much wealth here. We all could have had all the basics of life. There was never any need for starvation and poverty and such. You know, it was all artificially created. You know, I watched an amazing movie last Thursday. Have you ever heard of the Englishman John Searle?
I've heard the name, but I'm not connection.
He was an inventor. He's still alive. He's about 80 years old now. But back in this movie, they showed back in 1940s, 1950s, he had developed free energy technology, and he had produced spacecraft. He put these into flying saucers that he designed, and that he developed this back in the late 40s and 50s. He was called the Flying Saucer Man. And he developed this technology back then. Okay. Now, for someone who owns the petroleum industries or wants to use hydroelectric power, they don't want people to have the kind of free energy technology that this man developed 60 years ago. So that was just another invention that, you know, now we think there's this kind of you know, everybody's worried there's going to be enough oil, and we've never needed the oil. The technology was available 60 years ago.
Well, the oil energy crisis is a ruse, too.
Yeah, and then the global warming, another complete fraud. I mean, we don't know what's really happening. They interfere with so many natural processes, like all the chemtrails and now the HAARP and all the weather modification. We don't know what's natural anymore. Every aspect of our life has been degraded by these people.
Yes. Now, I'd like to go into something. You know, I had a question posed to me on my show last night, this was in with Dr. H. Ruat. We were talking about this pandemic, this bogus pandemic that's you know, looking like if it's pulled off, it's going to result in mass genocide. There's no doubt about it. And I went to a website called flutracker.rizlabs.com. This is a site put up, I'm guessing by what I see here, it's a joint effort between Dr. Henry Nyman, however it's pronounced, who's a biomedical researcher in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which happens to be the Bayer Company headquarters in Pittsburgh. And they're using a technology provided by Riza Labs and Google. And they're tracking flu cases in Canada. I'm going to venture to guess that this is in Ottawa. It's hard to tell specifically from this, but there are 239 suspected cases, 9,516 confirmed cases, and 44 fatal cases. This is supposed to be an aggregate, maybe. Maybe this is for all of Canada. Have you heard figures like that in Canada as far as bird flu cases, deaths, and you know?
No, I hadn't. no. I mean, it's... I think there's a lot of deaths where it's not really confirmed that it's like the H1N1, but you know, it's people who already have pre-existent medical conditions, are in a weakened condition, and I'm not sure that really how many of these cases are really confirmed that it is this H1N1 virus. I'm not sure. I've not been watching the news on the TV. I haven't watched my TV for 6 months. It makes me sick to watch it. I listen to the internet radio shows, maybe 6-8 hours a day. That's where I do my research. I won't even turn on the TV. So I miss out on some of what their game plays are, because sometimes the TV is very useful because you can see how they're lying and how they're twisting things, so it gives you insights into what they're covering up.
Yeah, now this is the first link when you put this doctor's name in that comes up. In the United States, they're saying 1,060 suspected cases, 56,113 confirmed cases. I mean, this is ridiculous. 482 deaths and 8 negative cases. I guess they probably came down with pancreatic cancer, like they said Bernie Madoff now has cancer. He probably caught it from Ken Lay, I would guess.
Well, I mean, you even take that amount, like 482 deaths in the United States, and how many, is it 30,000 who are supposed to die yearly from regular flus?
36,000,
so really,
yeah.
Yeah, so, and this H1N1's been around like 6 to 8 months, so I mean, you look at 482 compared to 30,000, and I mean, it's a farce, it's a farce.
Yeah, this is total fiction, okay?
Yeah.
Total fiction.
Yeah.
And they can say whatever they want to say. None of these people are named. You know, wouldn't you want to know if somebody was out there spreading a pandemic virus? Wouldn't you want to know? Right?
Yeah.
Now, is it possible that many have been injected with the vaccine? Quite possible. You know, but they're not telling the truth here. That's obvious. And it's like that in Europe. In other parts of the world, it looks like somewhere around Tibet or someplace, 12 people. Let me see where this is, actually. I should click on it. Kazakhstan. Oh, I was too far north. Kazakhstan, they say 12 confirmed cases of the flu. But they're not even detailing what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so we're hearing this. They're trumpeting this fanfare of pandemic. Got to have these vaccines. And we're finding all the corrupt elements of people who are supposedly stopping this, okay? It stinks to high heaven. And they're doing that to try to discredit the people that are coming out with the truth. Pure and simple. That's Big Pharma behind that, okay? And that's why these attacks, these character attacks are taking place on biomed experts, on microbiologists, and naturopaths that are coming out with this information about the adjuvants and about the vaccines themselves. They're saying these are attenuated vaccines. That doesn't necessarily mean that there are no live viruses in them. And Lord knows what else they're putting in that's not even in the patent. And they're not blaming Novartis, the patent holder.
Yeah.
It's highly orchestrated, highly scripted. It's another scam on humanity, like the banking scam, like the religion scam, like the educational scam, the food scam. My goodness, when we get into that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to do that tonight, but I wanted to get your feedback on this stuff. I mean, this is in all aspects of our lives, isn't it?
Well, the scamming is, and I mean, even with the H1N1 virus, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it looks like they produce the virus themselves, and I think they likely spread it themselves. That's how I think it likely gets around, and so. Yeah, I mean, I believe they spread it, and they're definitely going to be more deaths from the inoculations than there are from naturally occurring H1N1. I mean, the inoculations, they have squalene in it, and then they want to give multiple inoculations which can have different effects, and then they can contaminate different stocks of their vaccinations. I mean, these are all poisons. The vaccinations have been poisons. They always have been. The whole thing's been a fraud for 50 years. They didn't eliminate polio and other other diseases through the inoculations. All of those diseases were being eliminated naturally, and then when inoculations were introduced. Do you ever see the rate of incidence of different diseases over time, and you see where inoculations were introduced? Already there was a descending rate of those infectious diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I think from the very beginning, the whole inoculations, they've been unnecessary. It's criminal racketeering. They make money off it, and it creates other sicknesses, and then they create more. They gain more money through other pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and it's all related to the international drug smuggling rings that are run by the intelligence agencies, particularly the CIA.
Yeah.
But they're not alone in that. They all profit from it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just terrible, eh? It's terrible. You know, our police services and that have been so involved in running the drugs and the elites, and it's just everything. Everything is based on a lie, you know. I mean, they wanted to introduce drugs into American society because they want to impoverish people and degrade people and you know, these people, anything that they can do to degrade people, they will do it. They want to break down your family. They want to break down relationships. They want everybody having being sexual everywhere. They are into the pornography industry. They sexualize everything. They want children to be sexualized by 10 years old.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing sacred to these people.
Yeah. Well, Christopher, we've got to call it a night here, but
yeah,
I want to thank you for being on the show, and I hope you'll come back. These stories are unfolding in real time, and your perspective is valuable. Hopefully, you know, you're saying many of the things that I and my guests say on this show. It's no surprise. You see what's going on, and more people are seeing it. Give out your website and any contact information you want to give to people who would like to talk to you, maybe about these issues in Canada. We do have a good listening audience in Canada, by the way.
My website is at www.zeropoint.ca for Canada. And if you go to my website, my telephone numbers are up there so people can call me or email me. My email ad is christopherholmes@rogers.com.
Yes, and you do take callers on your show. Also,
Very seldom, but likely sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I have the feeling people are listening to what you're saying tonight. We got quite a few calls last night during our show. We had a very hot topic, and more stuff is going to unfold. So I want to encourage people to listen to your show and get the perspective of what's going on, because you might hear something that we can apply here, I'm sure, because I've listened to your show. I've even been on your show. So
I hope to get you back.
Well, I appreciate the work you're doing, and I know our listening audience does too. And you really have a spiritual perspective of what's going on. I mean, you're really seeing what's playing out here. We're witnessing a very unusual time, I think, in Earth's history.
Yes.
It's happened before, but I think what's about to happen is overwhelming. And you know, we have this ratcheted up program to seize control. And we're seeing so many different signs from so many different angles that they can't cope with all of this stuff at once. I think we're going to have disclosure very soon, and that in and of itself is going to wake up a lot of people.
Yeah.
It has to. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, John.
Do you have a closing comment you'd like to leave with our listening audience before I let you go?
Yeah, encourage people to remember yourself. Have courage. Try to have courage and face these times. And in a way, we're lucky to be witnesses to history. And let's stand up to the plate and take back our countries.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Well said. Thank you. And you take care. We'll be in touch soon because I'd like to have you back in September as well.
Great.
Okay. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and Christopher Holmes, Ph.D. Visit his website, www.zeropoint.com, and check out his radio show on Saturdays here on BBS Radio as well. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound, all you folks out there on blogtalkradio.com and Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, thank you for tuning in. Those of you in the U.S. military out there listening tonight or on an archive, be safe, come back. We appreciate what you're doing, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Most of all, you, the listening audience, thank you for tuning in tonight, and join me again tomorrow for another great show. In the meantime, I wish you a night filled with peace, love, and light.